7 and more news stories. It's all clear for Bradley Barton school pupils. Clear-sighted students at a Newton Abbot primary school have learned that there is more than meets the eye to the world of vision. The eager pupils at Bradley Barton Primary School were being given a special science, technology, engineering, mathematics presentation, STEM, by guest speaker and professional optometrist Winnie Maynor. Winnie, a director of the locally owned and run Specsavers store in Paignton and Totnes, had been invited to the school to share valuable insights into the many complexities of the human eye. She told the Year 6 pupils how the eye works, why eye colour varies between people, and how staring at the sun damages the eye. Winnie said, "When explaining how the eye works, I told the students how information is transported to the brain via the optic nerve and to give people their sight. To bring this to life, I use the analogy of the eye as a camera, the optic nerve as an HDMI cable, and the brain as a computer processing the information, which all the pupils understood. We then did a practical exercise, building a pinhole camera from used toilet roll centres, parchment paper, foil, and a piece of white card. This gave the pupils a simple lensless camera that produced a real inverted and diminished image, demonstrating that light travels in a straight line. The pupils really seemed to enjoy the lesson, and I think they were very pleased with the goodie bags I handed out." Winnie's STEM talk was in support of British Science Week, a 10-day celebration encouraging students to enjoy hands-on activities, community events and school workshops. Teacher Lauren Miller said, "I was very grateful to Winnie for visiting us during Science Week. It really helped to raise the profile of STEM across the school and we learnt so much." Her talk about the eye and her journey to become an optometrist was fascinating and helped the children understand how studying science can introduce them to diverse careers.
Council defends CCTV use in public toilets. Tynmouth Town Council has responded to a raft of complaints about controversial CCTV cameras in the town's new public toilets. Complaints flooded in after it was discovered cameras can record inside the cubicles, but the council says the new measures have been introduced as a way to target repeated vandalism and damage in public toilets. Cameras are positioned in the communal corridor areas outside the cubicles and may only capture part of the inside of a cubicle when the door is open, such as during cleaning or if vandalism has occurred. When the cubicle door is closed, the camera cannot view inside. But there have been angry response from many parents who leave doors open while their children use the toilets. Access to footage is strictly limited to a small number of authorised staff and only where necessary, and all these staff have an enhanced DBS check and police clearance. A spokesman said Tynmouth Town Council understand that the introduction of CCTV in our new toilet blocks has raised concerns for some residents and visitors. "We recognise toilets are places where people expect dignity, privacy and reassurance, and we understand why people have asked questions about how this system works. We want to be clear that protecting people's privacy has been central consideration at all times. The cameras have been installed to help protect these important community facilities so they can remain open, clean and safe for everyone who relies on them. In accessible toilets, the CCTV camera is designed to rotate towards the wall when the door is closed so that it does not face into the cubicle while in use. Footage is not subject to routine or continuous monitoring." The council spokesman continued, "A full data protection impact assessment was completed before the cameras were installed, in compliance with data protection law and best practice. Tynmouth Town Council understands that privacy remains a top concern. These modern toilet designs are a first for Tynmouth, reflecting our commitment to improving facilities for all. As this is a new approach for us, we welcome feedback from the public and are continuing to review how the facilities operate in practice.
Industry leaders' public transport legacy. After an exceptional career spanning almost 47 years, Graham Bailey has retired from the bus industry, leaving behind a lasting legacy across South Devon's public transport network. One of his most notable achievements was successfully championing the restoration of the Brixham to Newton Abbott service, linking communities via the well-used Service 12 through Brixham, Paignton and Torquay to Newton Abbott. The route remains a vital part of the region's transport network today and continues to evolve, including the introduction of electric vehicles. Reflecting on his career, Graham said, "It feels quite strange knowing it's coming to an end. When I look back, I'm proud of the things I've achieved and that are still part of the network today. The industry has changed so much and I'm proud to have been part of that journey." Born in Coventry, Graham moved to Devon with his family in 1974 and soon developed a lifelong passion for buses. He began his career in 1976 in the coach industry as an excursion manager. Starting at Stagecoach Torquay Depot, he quickly moved to Brixham Depot and became a familiar face across the Torbay network, working as both a driver and a conductor. In 1984, he played a part in the significant moment in local transport history, operating the final conductor on service to Brixham before the transition to one-person operation. Following Stagecoach's takeover in 1996, Graham played a key role in shaping the modern network. At his retirement, he had photos taken alongside a beautifully restored 1959 Leyland Atlantean, bus number 872, recently donated by Stagecoach Southwest to the Devon General Omnibus Trust. The vehicle originally operated on the Brixham to Newton Abbott route and was even driven by Graham himself in 1982. Among his many memories, one stands out above all: meeting his wife while working as a conductor. The couple have since married in 1987 and have three daughters and three grandchildren. And he looks ahead to retirement. Graham plans to focus on his interests in bus preservation, photography and travel. And there is a photograph of Graham outside the 1959 Leyland Atlantean.
Quick action prevents major boiler fire. Firefighters from Dawlish were alerted to a call from a member of the public reporting smoke coming from their boiler. Smoke had set off the property's fire alarms. Crews from Dawlish and Tynmouth attended the scene, where they found the occupant had already turned off the electric supply to the boiler before they arrived, which had stopped smoke issuing from the boiler. Crews investigated to ensure there was no further fire damage to the boiler or any of its components. It became apparent that the boiler had an electrical fault that had caused some of the internal electrics to melt. A spokesman for Dawlish Fire Station said, "The incident was prevented from escalating through the quick actions of the occupiers, as well as the fact that the smoke detectors within the property had activated, alerting them to an issue."